You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Introducing Bonicle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonicle.co.
Proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days. 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it, that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida, many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That's right. Hope you're with us the first hour. Welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you weren't with us the first hour, well, you missed a good show. I think it is. Was it good, Dave?
It was great.
Okay. Well, we've got two people who liked the show.
I liked it.
Did you like it? Oh, we got three people
beyond,
who liked the show.
It was beyond, you know, as in Blind to Beyond.
Blind to Beyond. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Got it?
Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. Give a call. You have to push the buttons. 407-894-1680. You got it? Call us.
Or unless you got one of those little rotary phones, that would be kind of cool.
Maybe
you know?
Win something.
Exactly. It could happen.
So this will be your last chance to call in about David's topic of the night in reference to jury duty in this segment. So if,
if they got something else they want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. But this will be it because after that we have two guest callers.
Maybe they know an animal's got a chin besides a human.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think so, though. I believe you, Gene. He sounded confident.
Do you want to do your second trivia, Michael? Oh, wait. You have a second trivia.
No, it's our third.
Oh, a third. Wow.
Well, all right, here we
this
go.
Segment. It's now
right
or
now,
never.
Trivia time. This will be the last one of the night.
That's right.
Here we go. Trivia time. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
I like it. I can't believe that Michael picked this song for one thing.
I thought Chris did.
Right.
It's not your beat, Michael.
Okay, 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Why do you say that, David?
I think I know.
I just don't picture you doing anything more recent than 1966.
He's been around from the 50s. I met him in the 50s, first of all. I met him in the 50s.
Yeah, but that song wasn't from the 50s.
No, that song wasn't. But I've known him since the 50s.
Just ribbing you, just fun
I
with you,
mister. I had the pleasure to dance with him on the stage at the Apollo Theater in Harlem.
Really? Wow.
Wow.
Who was leading? You or him?
Oh.
wasn't the time when your brother locked you in the room, though, at the hotel. It couldn't have been the same night.
No, not that time.
No.
Oh, they were dancing in the hotel. Well, then now the whole thing's getting a little more complicated here.
Somebody's calling in right this moment.
Just in time to bail you out.
We stayed at the Teresa Hotel. Did you ever hear that hotel?
Is it
Teresa.
Still in existence?
You know who made it famous?
Teresa?
Castro.
Oh, no.
That was the last place he ever stayed in this country.
Castro. Wow.
But Fidel Castro in Harlem.
Well, now he's got his own hotel. He doesn't need to come up here.
He's dead. Fidel is dead.
All right.
The underground hotel.
Yeah. Hold your socks. Hold your socks.
We're holding him.
We got this young brother on the phone line that's calling in. It's been a while. Let's go to Orlando and get on MCO Airport, and let's take a journey over to Pennsylvania.
Ooh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Orlando to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we flying today. We ain't driving. We flying.
Nonstop.
Straight over to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, the one and only Robert
Robert. Oh,
hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert. Good to hear your voice, Robert.
Happy New Year.
Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year. Please send us some heat up here in Pennsylvania.
Some heat?
Some heat. It's cold there. It's
sweating here in the studio.
Oh, my God, it's cold. Okay, couple things. I don't recognize the song, but I recognize the singer.
But I told you, you only have to tell you who's singing the song. That's the question. Who was singing the song?
Oh, my God, I just blanked on this. Oh, James. James Brown.
100% right.
Yeah.
James Brown. That's it. James Brown. You know what his title is? What was his title? Do you know that?
No.
Mister.
Mister. Godfather of Soul.
Oh. I thought you were asking me for the title of the
song.
No,
his title was Godfather of Soul.
Yep. Okay. Second, I did get married.
Oh, you got married. Hey,
congratulations.
Mazel tov, as they say.
Thank you.
Well, before we get started, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
I thought you were going to say the local place.
Hey, who did you get married to, Robert?
A woman.
A lovely lady that I worked with many years back. She's a...
What's her name?
She's a nurse, Miss Cynthia. Oh,
Cynthia.
Congratulations.
Way to go, man.
Is she listening?
I thought she was going to hyphenate her name, but she said, no, I am now Miss Cynthia Montowski.
Wow.
And I said, wow, cool.
Oh, listen to this.
Listen to the nice music.
And the jury duty thing.
Yes, sir.
I got my call 5 years back. I called in and I asked, how will you accommodate a blind man? And it didn't take that woman more than 3 seconds to say, oh, you're off the list.
Ah.
Wow.
I didn't have to prove anything. They didn't ask for any extra documentation. They just kicked me to the curb. And then 2 years later, they sent me another notice, and I called back, and they told me, oh, now you're permanently off the list.
Wow, they were happy to ditch you.
Yeah, I think they were. I was hoping my wife would be on the phone with me today, but because of the bad weather, she's having terrible back pain, and she's curled up sleeping.
Oh, sorry to hear that, but we certainly understand. Please pass along our... congratulations to her, though.
Oh, I'll download the podcast and let her listen to it.
For picking such a fine husband.
Well, Michael, you never told me. Getting married was just like being single, only it's more work.
Yep. Just remember one thing.
More work.
Listen to me. There's a key word you got to remember. Very important word. David can tell you, and I can tell you. And I'm sure Chris can tell you, too. There's one word that's the key. Got the word? It's called yes. Just remember that word.
Wait a
yes.
minute. You told me the words were yes, dear.
Yes.
That's what I've been saying.
Well, that's right.
For
yes, dear.
Weeks.
As long as you say yes, we got no problem. As long as you say yes.
Yeah, it don't matter. Any form of yes, honey, yes, dear, yes,
as long
boo.
As you say yes.
Yes.
You're in trouble. The minute you say no, you're in trouble.
What do you say, David?
No comprende.
I'm thinking about moving to Florida because the house is up to the ceiling with boxes and crates and bags, and trying to merge two households into one is not easy.
Come to Florida. Come to Orlando.
I don't even say yes. I say, of course. Sure.
A high octave there, David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my helium voice.
Spend it all.
Hopefully, spend it all.
Well, thank you for calling, Robert. It's great to hear your voice again.
Yes, yeah, nice to hear from Robert.
And give our
thanks for calling in, Robert.
All right.
Keep listening, Robert.
We're going to go to break. Chris, we're going to break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We're going to break.
We're going to go break something now.
Yep, we're going to break.
All righty. So, don't
go away.
We must be on the phone with our guest caller.
I think so.
Okay,
that was James
break.
Brown, boy. That was something.
No, that was Robert Montowski.
Well, no, but James
know,
Brown.
He's got
masquerading as James Brown.
Right.
He was something. James
All
Brown.
Righty, Christopher. Yeah. Let's go to break.
We've got a good guest on the other side of this break. Don't touch that dial. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Beyond Radio Show. The best radio show on the dial.
Your diagnosis, your medical chart is not your identity. and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting maculate degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com. Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee. Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is B-E-S-T-B-E-T-S travel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's it. Blind and Beyond. And don't forget, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hope you listen to the show. Hope you like the show. And if you don't, well, what can I tell you? Folks, we got a guest coming on right now that you're going to want to hear.
That's right. We'd like to welcome for the first time Sarah Hinkson. And Sarah works at the Keystone Association for the Blind. Welcome, Sarah.
Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Well, thank you.
Welcome to Blind and Beyond.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. I got my first question for you. So you work in the mailroom?
I work in one of the mailrooms, yes.
Okay, one of the mailrooms. I understand.
Yes, there's one in Hermitage and one in Boyers.
Now, I understand you're looking for employees for the blind, for the mailroom?
Legally blind individuals.
Legally blind individuals, yes.
Well, here's my question. Mm-hmm. If you can't see, how do you work with the mail? I know I can't see, so I can't see the mail. So
they make adaptations to help you
do
whatever the jobs are, yeah.
No kidding, wow.
Yeah, they have a rehabilitation specialist come in if you need help with the training, and they're a very helpful company. They help you. They bend over backwards for you, actually.
Wow, that's something.
Help you learn what you need to know. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sarah. This is Dave, one of the co-hosts, and I wonder if you could tell us a little bit more about the company in general, Keystone Vocational Services.
Keystone.
Exactly what that organization does, and then how the mailroom system fits into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Keystone Blind has been providing jobs in this local area for many years. I can't even remember when they started. I want to say in the 1940s. But when I originally started working for them, I worked in, they have a warehouse in the back of the building I work in where they make tools and sell tools to different companies, and they also assemble safety helmets for construction, and they supply the U.S. Navy with those as well. And they've just been growing and growing in the last few years, especially. And now we have this federal contract, so there's actually a mailroom jobs in my building and then also in Boyers, Pennsylvania. And our room, we don't necessarily do mail in our room, but we recycle folders, file folders, to get ready to be used. They use the folders three times instead of throwing them out after they use them for one, mm-hmm. one file. And that's the jobs we do. There's three jobs or so.
So what got you interested in working at Keystone?
What's that?
What got you interested in working at Keystone? What brought you to that company?
Boredom.
Yeah.
I was at home for probably 7 years after I lost sight in my second eye. And my sister-in-law kept telling me, oh, you should go down to Keystone and apply down there. And I just kept putting it off. And finally, when my kids got out of school, I thought, well, I'll go down there and see what that's all about. And it's really changed my life in the last 3 years. It's just been, just to get out of the house alone is a blessing to me. So,
and it sounds like you're working with some really pretty cool people, too.
It's an awesome place to work, yes. And we're all a little bit, kind of like a big quirky family, because we are all a little bit quirky up here.
Nothing wrong with that. We're a little quirky down here,
I
think.
Quirky in Pennsylvania.
Yourself, all that.
So when you went to apply there at Keystone, were you applying for a specific position, or you just knew you wanted to get a job and they hooked you up with the mailroom?
Well, I knew the first job I had was in the warehouse making tools. The mailroom didn't exist when I started there.
Gotcha.
So that came up shortly after I was about 6 or 8 months after I was there. So
do we have to
abandon that?
So you know the difference between a pair of pliers and a hammer, right?
Well, we make sledgehammers there, and
wow.
There's a little bit of a difference. They make a lot of tools. They make several different kinds of shovels and rakes for construction use, and post hole diggers and tampers and anything really. Lots of construction type tools.
I imagine the first quality that you have to have in order to get a job up there would be to be a good snow shoveler.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you get to work?
A lot of snow shovels.
How do you get to work, by public transportation or?
I don't. Walk? There is public transportation here that a lot of people at my place of work use, but I live close enough I can walk, or my husband takes me. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That is very nice.
So do you have snow on the ground now?
Yes, there is snow. It's about, I think it was 16 degrees last time I looked.
16 degrees?
And you walked to work?
My goodness.
Yikes.
I don't always walk to work. My husband takes me in the morning, and sometimes
cool.
My sister-in-law gets me, or I walk.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sarah, do you have any vision at all? Or are you totally blind? Or?
I'm not totally blind. I have not much vision at all in my right eye, but I can see to walk around with my left eye. I just don't have my center of my vision in that eye.
Gotcha.
So mostly trouble reading.
Do you use your vision at all in your job, or do you not need vision for the job that you do there?
Yeah, I do use my vision, but there's a lady I work with who does the same task as I do, and she's completely blind.
Gotcha.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So they just have like I said, they have adaptive tools to help with whatever you need help with there.
Now, this is just one location, correct, Sarah? They have six correct. In Pennsylvania. So this is just, you said Boyers, is that where you are?
No, I'm in Hermitage, mm-hmm. and the actual mailroom and courier services is in Boyers, which is about 45 minutes from here.
And how far are you from Pittsburgh? Are you near Pittsburgh?
No, she's near
about
Erie.
An hour from Pittsburgh.
An hour
from
Aren't Pittsburgh. You near Erie?
What's that?
Aren't you closer to Erie?
Erie?
Yes.
Yes, we're about an hour and 20 minutes from Erie.
She's further from Erie than she is Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so
up west part of
it's
the
kind
state.
Of in the country, but it's close to city life as well.
So you got the best of both worlds, it sounds like, really.
It's a very, very, very nice place to live. And like I said, and the Keystone bends over backwards to get people relocated here and just helps you however they can.
That's wonderful, because we understand that they're looking for more legally blind individuals.
They really are. So everybody's really nice. If anybody's interested in a job and wants to come live here, you'll be treated really well.
If you call, don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
So Keystone offers relocation, housing, and services assistance.
And plus a chance to learn new skills.
Excuse me?
Plus a great chance to learn, to pick up some new skills.
Yeah, and it's just a blessing to get out of the house and talk to other people as well. And I didn't know anyone else that was blind, even in my town, until I started working there. So it's just kind of nice to have that, working with people with the same issues you have, and being able to help each other.
We were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
See, you made the smart mm-hmm. move, because we were talking about that last week. That
why don't people belong?
Right. Why don't people go out and meet people, other people
and
in
other
the same
groups.
Situation?
Yeah, it's really great. It's really been life-changing for me. And they just offer a lot of things through Keystone. They have like get-togethers once in a while, you know, either go out for dinner and drinks or bowling or different outings.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun.
Their services helps, like if you have a doctor's appointment or something like that, or I think every couple of weeks you can call and they'll take you to the grocery store or things like that. It's a really amazing company.
They take you to the grocery store.
Yeah, I recommend you come and get work with us is what I recommend.
Sarah, just out of curiosity now, for the mailroom position, is it a requirement that they actually have some kind of mailroom experience, or do they train you on all that stuff?
They train everybody on the job, yep.
So in some cases, they might be better to not have any mailroom experience. If you're
start fresh
and they teach you how they want you to do it. So,
mm-hmm. Yep. No experience needed.
Well, I'm a Florida Florida boy, and my blood is pretty thin, so I don't know if I could make it up there in Pennsylvania, but I'm sure there's plenty of other folks that would love it, and that's a pretty part of the country.
You get used to it after a couple of years.
What did you just say? I didn't hear what you said.
You get used to it after a couple of years. Your blood would thicken up.
Your blood would thicken up. All righty.
Let's hope so. So are you're originally from Pennsylvania?
I'm originally from Vermont, actually.
Ah,
so she's used That's you're in the South.
So you're warm. You're warming up down there in Pennsylvania.
That's funny.
not much, but yeah. This is my husband's hometown. That's how I ended up here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like it'd be awfully nice, and certainly a great group of people to work with. So I appreciate you bringing the good info. And well, you know, this is a nationwide show, so there's a lot of people that are needing jobs and are more than willing to relocate if it's a good company. So I appreciate the service you're bringing.
We'd be happy to have anybody.
So they should just go to KeystoneBlind.org.
That's
it, to apply. Or you can call 724-734-5079. But I think the easiest thing to do would just be go to.
And when you call, don't forget to say you heard of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Thank you for calling in and sharing your
thank you, Sarah, so much for calling in.
Such a pleasure to talk
to
you.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Keystone is very fortunate to have you as a representative. So that is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good Sunday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for calling.
Sounds like a great place to work.
Really does. And a lot of great little fringe benefits too. Mm-hmm. So something for a lot of people out there to consider, you know.
Keystone Vocational Services.
And they teach you from scratch.
Yep. Staying home watching TV doesn't pay that much,
she
you know.
She said she was home for 7 years and then finally took the leap.
Yep. You get tired of daytime TV. You want to get out there and see the rest of the world, and it's a great way.
You know how many people didn't know they exist? It's amazing how many people did not know they exist.
Keystone. Well, they know now.
They will now.
I believe Chris has a caller.
Yep.
I don't know if it's about Keystone or.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, we're telling the world about Keystone Vocational Services. Keystone Blind. You said it's .org?
Yes, it's keystoneblind.org.
I'm going to want to check out the site when I get home too, because it sounds like they've got a lot of great services there.
Nice place to live too, you know.
Really? Keystone. I always think of it used to be a Keystone beer.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called the Keystone State. That's why.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is called Keystone.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they make that anymore though.
What
Keystone?
Keystone beer. I think it was like one of those like you know, Old Milwaukee or something. Not that appealing.
The beer in Philadelphia was called Schmitz.
Oh, yeah.
Schmidt, you ever hear Schmitz?
No, I'm afraid not.
Not Schmutz.
Schlitz.
I've heard of Schlitz.
Schlitz.
No, Schmutz.
My father used to drink Schlitz.
Yeah, no, Schmutz is something different.
This was Schmidt.
No, David, I remember when David worked at Lighthouse, and that's when we met you, when you were in the front desk.
I remember it well.
I know you do. Yep.
Just a few short years ago, but, you know, it feels pretty good to be retired, though, at the same time.
You're too young to
I still
retired,
try to,
David.
Well, I'm not totally retired, but retired from the day job. But I definitely won't like keeping in touch with the guys over there. They do some great stuff. And
you know Dale?
I do. I know Dale well. In fact, he used to work up there in the mornings, and I was the afternoon. We were the tag team champions. I'd come in at like 12 o'clock or whatever it was.
So you
we are going to break. Yep. Don't go away. We're going to break. Stay right there. We're going to break.
I'm talking to Elizabeth Kelly.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blind and Beyond.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently. Thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
But you're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, 407-894-1680. It's time for Best Bets. Elizabeth Kelly, are you there?
Hi, Michael, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Tell us more about Best Bets.
Well, Best Bets is a full-service travel agency, and I am dedicated to helping make arrangements for people with special needs, certainly to include people who are blind or low vision. And I've been doing it for almost 18 years. I've been in travel for 30 years. But my business is about 18 years old, soon to be 18 years old.
Wow. So. Hi, Elizabeth. It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello. And I think, did you meet David?
Yep, I think we've talked before, too. Hi there, Elizabeth.
David's got a question.
I'm the crazy travel buff.
David's got a question about traveling. Tell him if there's such a thing.
Actually, the question I'm thinking of, right, actually I've got a few questions, but the big one is, you know, they've got a lot of these, what do they call them now, riverboat
cruises,
but not in Europe, but here in the U.S.,
and sort of thing?
I'm kind of curious as to if you know of a particular company that's one that's better than another. And I'm also anxious to find out if they're based here in the U.S., if it approaches the ADA, the whole disabilities thing any differently than European based.
Do they exist in the States, these riverboat cruises?
Yes. I know what you're talking about. There are riverboat cruises in the U.S. They are not the same as the riverboat cruises that you would see, like, in Europe, for instance. But they're more like steam wheelers. They're more of an old-fashioned type of experience.
Right.
They go down to Memphis.
It has a huge following. People love it.
Down in Mississippi.
Yes, for example, the Mississippi is one of the more popular ones. And, yes, they do comply with the ADA because they are, you know, traveling in the U.S. waters.
Now, I was just wondering how much different that is versus a company that, let's say, is based in Norway, for example. Are they required to – is there any such a thing with the ADA of course, their boats come over here. You know, they dock in our ports and that kind of thing. But they don't have to follow any kind of ADA requirements, do they?
Not as far as structure of their ships. Not as far as design. Like you said, if they are calling on U.S. ports, they have to comply to a certain degree. The ADA or the U.S. government didn't make them totally redo their ships to comply. But they do say that they need to, I think it's by 2021, that they need to make their ships modified to a certain degree, within reason.
Elizabeth, we have a call we'd like to talk to you. We have a call we'd like to talk to you. Dan from Orlando, Florida. Dan, you're on the line talking to Elizabeth from Best Bets Travel.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Hey, I just wanted to give a public thank you to Elizabeth for helping me out with a problem. She was great. I was looking on the web because I'd heard about a new service between Orlando and Munich, Germany, and I was investigating flight options to go to Germany maybe later this year, and all I could find was a news release saying it was coming, and there was virtually no other information about it. So having heard about Best Bets on the Blind and Beyond radio show, I sent Sheila Young a message about it, and she said, yeah, give Elizabeth a call. So
very nice.
I did, and she definitely went above and beyond, and I'll let Elizabeth elaborate on what she did, if time permitting, if she wants to talk about that. But I just wanted to say thank you. And
now you're going to throw me the business.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks.
Oh, he will.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
So thank you, Dan.
What did you find out for Dan?
Well, it's interesting. There's going to be new service out of Orlando on Eurowings, which is going to be operated by, I believe, Lufthansa. And they're going to be going to Munich. I believe they're going to start service April 1st, but as of right now, you can't get any flight information. So Dan wasn't missing anything when he was trying to, you know, get some dates and information. He wasn't missing anything. But I called Orlando Airport Operations, and they did confirm that they are going to start service April 1st, and probably around March 1st, we'll start seeing schedules and prices.
All right. Well, that's great. So Dan has somebody to work with. That's wonderful.
Yes.
But David, did you have any other questions? The world traveler over here.
Well, you know, we've got a little trip at the end of April, beginning of May. We're going to be heading back to Amsterdam. We've got friends there that and they're opening a new restaurant, so we're going to go over and try to give them some support. So typically we've always been flying out of Sanford, for a small airline out of there that goes direct, but we had kind of a bad experience last time, so I think we're gonna go out of OIA and probably go get KLM or something. But I wonder if you have dealt with any particular tours in Amsterdam, because we were talking about trying to maybe branch out a little bit and do something different. Are there any tours you might be able to suggest other than the big tulip, Kuchenhof, whatever it is?
Right. First of all, David, I got to tell you, I absolutely love your excuse for going to Amsterdam. Your friends opened a restaurant.
Yeah. Oh,
I've got to go to Amsterdam.
Well, they own a coffee shop too, by the way.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a company that I like using. It's called Monograms, which is a division of Globus and Cosmos, which you might be familiar with. But Monograms is a division of that has somewhat prepackaged tours to what they call their hot cities when you're in different countries. And what they'll do is they'll have a combination of, you know, let's say Brussels, Amsterdam, and another place, or maybe just Brussels and Amsterdam, if those are the hot spots that people like to travel to together.
Right.
And what they do is they'll say, you're going to spend 2 or 3 nights in this place and 2 and 3 nights in this place, and they provide the transportation between the cities or countries. And it's pretty much an independent tour, except that on the second day in each city, they offer a half-day city tour, which is really great to give you sort of the lay of the land.
Is there, you know, anything such as day trips from Amsterdam rather than a 2 or 3 day thing? Do they have like day trips?
Yes. That company doesn't, but there are other companies that I can work with.
Gotcha.
That just do independent, like, city tours.
Yeah, that I think we would be most interested in is,
right,
is, you know, kind of going from there is the main spot. But, yeah, I could see going to Brussels would be pretty, it would be pretty easy, because with the trains over there, it's only a couple-hour trip and you're there.
Right. Right, and it's a delightful trip.
So, David, you'll have to be calling Elizabeth when you're...
Actually, I will be, for sure.
When are you going to Amsterdam?
Okay.
At the end of April, I do believe.
Well, you have lucky friends. Like Elizabeth said, you're going just because they're opening up a restaurant.
Well, I know, I just love that. I just love that excuse.
I think I'll go to Amsterdam.
That is a good excuse, isn't it?
A restaurant.
That's so funny.
Well, and another reason why we're talking about going at the end of April, I thought, you know, in Amsterdam, May 1st is a huge tourist day, which I thought we'd want to try to avoid. I figured it'd be most expensive to go then. But checking the flights, it seems like right around May 14th, 15th, all of a sudden the prices go sky high. And it's like,
right,
at the end of April, beginning of May, it's not bad. But all of a sudden, a week's difference can mean about like 40% difference in tickets. So... I couldn't believe it.
As soon as the colleges are out, as soon as the colleges, you know, kids start getting out of college, that the fares go up.
I've got
mid-May is pretty much it.
Gotcha. I've got one more question
quick,
for
quick,
you.
We have 1 minute to break.
Real quickly. Now, checking flights, is Tuesday, Wednesday, is that typically a better day to fly out to get cheaper flights, or does it really matter?
It doesn't really matter. I know that people always try to figure that out, and that's a tricky thing. It's all based on availability.
Well, Elizabeth, so really, not to interrupt, but before we go off, before the break, why don't you tell everybody how to reach you? David knows how to reach you. How about everybody else?
Thanks, Lynn. I can be reached. You can go to my website, which is www.bestbetstravel.com. My email is elizabeth@
bestbetstravel.com. Or we can speak old-fashioned, phone-to-phone, 321-243-0251.
And everything you're saying is on our webpage.
It certainly is.
It's on our webpage.
Thank you, Elizabeth Kelly.
Good to talk to you.
It's on blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Everything that Best Bets is there.
And a healthy and happy 2020 to you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, same to you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Everybody needs to call and get traveling this year.
If you're going to take a cruise, you're going to go somewhere, use Best Bets Travel.
All righty.
And any information want, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Everything's there.
Thank you, Elizabeth. We got it right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Best Bets Travel. Want to travel? Use Best Bets. Don't forget now. Want to travel? Use Best Bets Travel.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com. Find Menus for All on Facebook or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision, 10 days to something new that really works, 10 days to measurable improvement, 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Did you miss us? Did you miss us?
Of course they did.
This is your host, Michael. I missed you. I really did. Because you don't call in. How could I know you're out there if you don't call in? Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. What, Lynn?
It's getting near the end of the show, my friends.
I do my waving papers in front of his face routine. I have to do my show wrap-up.
I'm supposed to know what that is.
My show wrap-up.
She's fanning him.
He knows what it is. Well, I just want to say once again, happy birthday, Chris Shaw.
Yeah, happy birthday, Chris Shaw.
Oh, gee, Gallagher's.
And Sheila.
And Sheila.
You're
and
off
Sheila,
tomorrow, right?
And Sheila.
Oh, yeah, it's Sheila, too. It's her
I'm never off. I'm going on my birthday.
But the school's closed tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And happy birthday to Miss Sheila Young. That's right. Her birthday is this week.
I hope everybody remembers tomorrow's Martin Luther King's birthday.
That's right. We didn't even talk about it, but that's true. Well, actually, technically, it's January 15th.
Right. His birthday changes. Is January 15th, but right. Back in 1982-83, President Ronald Reagan declared that the third Monday in the month of January will be in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, so it was Ronald Reagan that did that.
Yeah, okay. I think it was Ronald, if I'm not mistaken. Now, hold on, you making me go, you don't make me second guess.
Why they couldn't put it on his birthday, who knows, you know?
So anybody, oh, jeez.
Well, that's a good question.
So, everybody, join us next week, same time, same place. We're going to have a studio guest host that night.
Really?
And we'll be welcoming Dan Day. Actually, Dan called in before, and Dan will be in the studio next Sunday.
Dan Day from AT Altamont?
Yeah, he's going to be here.
Wow.
And Dan actually works with Foundation Fighting Blindness, but
that's cool.
He's going to be here with us and join the fun. Kathy Wiles, customer success leader at eSight, will be calling in from Canada, I believe. And John Oliveira, president of the Association of Blind Citizens, will be calling in once again.
And I want to say congratulations to Robert from Valley Forge.
That's right.
Way to go, Robert.
Don't forget to say yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, for calling in, all the support. We love you guys. We will see you soon.
Take care. Listen, don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay right there. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Good night, everybody.
Love you all. Good night. Good night, all.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. Show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you